Ladies and gentlemen, good evening and welcome to Kranti Industries Limited Q3 and 9M FY26 earnings conference call. We have with us today from the management, Mr. Sachin Subhash Vora, Promoter, Chairman, and Managing Director, Mr. Sumit Subhash Vora, Promoter and Whole-Time Director, Ms. Sampada Basavade, Company Secretary and Compliance Officer. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star, then zero on your touch-tone phone. Before we proceed with this call, I would like to take this opportunity to remind everyone about the disclaimer related to this conference call. Today's discussion may be forward-looking in nature based on management's current beliefs and expectations. It must be viewed in conjunction with the risks that our business faces that could cause our future results, performance, or achievements to differ significantly from what may be expressed or implied by such forward-looking statements. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Sumit Vora for his opening remarks. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Thank you. Good evening, everyone. I'm happy to welcome you all to the Q3 FY26 earnings call of the Kranti Industries Limited. We truly value this opportunity to engage directly with our shareholders, analysts, and well-wishers, and I thank you all for joining us today. I trust you have already had the chance to go through our financial results, investor presentation, and press release, which are available on BSE website as well as on the company website. We will discuss our performance, momentum, and strategic progress during the quarter. Few business highlights I would like to put on. During the quarter, we marked a significant strategic milestone with our formal entry into defense manufacturing segment. We secured multiple purchase orders from Armed Vehicle Nigam Limited, including mandates from its machine tool prototype factory and heavy vehicles factory. The aggregate of these orders stands to approximately 204 lakh rupees. These orders involve precision machining of critical components and reflect our technical capabilities, process discipline, and adherence to stringent quality standards required for defense applications. This development also represents an important diversification step for the company. Entry into defense manufacturing enhances our long-term order visibility and strengthens our position in mission-critical engineering programs. It also aligns with the government's focus on indigenization and domestic defense production, providing us access to a structurally growing segment with higher entry barriers with better margin potential. Additionally, we also commissioned our new Plant 4 facility in Jaipur, commencing the commercial operations from January 1, 2026. The 35,160 square feet machining facility is equipped with advanced CNC infrastructure and scalable production capabilities. This expansion strengthens our manufacturing footprint, enhances operational flexibility, and positions us to cater efficiently to increasing demand from the defense and industrial segments going forward. On the global trend front, recent tariff realignments and evolving discussions are really reshaping the supply. While direct exposure to tariff-impacted geographies remain limited, these developments are encouraging global OEMs to diversify sourcing under the China Plus One strategy. We are evaluating select export programs aligned with evolving trade landscapes. India's improving trade partnership and competitive manufacturing ecosystem position companies like Kranti favorably to capture incremental export opportunities. We continue to closely monitor trade dynamics and remain focused on leveraging any emerging opportunity in global precision engineering supply chains. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Sachin Vora for an update on performance of Q3 and 9 months FY26. Thank you, and thank you once again. Over to you, sir.
Yeah. Good afternoon, everyone. It is my pleasure to welcome all our valued shareholders, investors, and analysts to the Q3 and 9-month FY26 earnings conference call. I sincerely appreciate your continued interest and the time you have taken us to join us today. To give you industry overview, the Indian economy has sustained growth momentum despite global volatility, with GDP growth remaining above 6%, supported by strong domestic consumption, sustained infrastructure spending, and stable inflation trends. The manufacturing sector remains a key growth driver, benefiting from government initiatives such as Make in India, PLI schemes, and increased capital expenditure across infrastructure and defense. These structural measures are strengthening India's position as a reliable and competitive global manufacturing hub. Within this environment, the automotive and precision engineering sector remains structurally positive. Domestic vehicle production is stable. Export demand is gradually improving and capacity utilization levels are trending upwards. Additionally, the push towards EV adoption, defense indigenization and global supply chain diversification under the China Plus One framework continues to create a long-term opportunities for quality-focused precision component manufacturers. Demand for precision machined components remains supported by localization and platform upgrades. Those with strong execution capabilities, cost discipline, and diversified sector exposure are well positioned to benefit from this evolving industry dynamics. The Union Budget 2026 has further reinforced this momentum with continued emphasis on defense capital expenditure, infrastructure development, manufacturing incentives, and support for our EV ecosystem. Increased allocation towards indigenous defense production and technology modernization directly benefits precision engineering companies like Kranti. This enhances medium-term demand visibility for specialized machining players. The sustained focus on domestic manufacturing competitiveness, supply chain localization, and MSME supports creates a favorable operating environment, enhancing long-term demand visibility across automotive, defense, and industrial segment. Now we go to the Q3 FY26 standalone financial performance. During Q3 of FY26, we delivered a strong performance with a total revenue of 22.87 crores, reflecting a robust 32.2% year-on-year growth and a sequential growth of 5.8% over Q2. This growth was driven by improved execution across our core automotive and industrial segment, along with early traction from newly diversified verticals. The steady increase in revenue demonstrated the resilience for our business model and strengthening demand visibility across customer categories. On the profitability front, EBITDA for the quarter stood to rupees 3.55 crores, nearly three times higher compared to the same period last year, with the margins placed at around 15.5%. Our profit before depreciation and tax, that is PBTD, stood at 2.96 crores, reflecting strong operating performance and improved cost absorption. Margins remained healthy despite expansion-related ramp-up cost. The overall profitability trajectory remains structurally positive. At the bottom line level, our PAT stood to around 74 lakhs, marking a clear continuation for our profitability recovery compared to the loss reported in Q3 in the previous year, strengthening earnings visibility into Q4. The improvement in earnings underscores the impact of operational efficiencies, better capacity utilization, and disciplined financial management. Overall, Q3 FY26 reflects sustained revenue growth combined with strengthening profitability, positioning us well for the remainder of the financial year. 9-month FY26 standalone financial performance. For the 9-month period ended FY26, our total revenue stood at 64.57 crores, reflecting a strong growth of 19.8% compared to the same period last year. This consistent revenue expansion across quarters demonstrate the stability of demand across our core segments and the benefits of our diversified customer base. The growth also reflects improved execution capabilities and gradual scaling of newly added capacities. EBITDA for 9-month FY26 stood at 10.78 crores, nearly doubling compared to 5.39 crores in the corresponding period last year. EBITDA margins expanded significantly to 16.7%, which is an improvement of 669 basis points over year on year. This reflects clear operating leverage as revenue scales. PBDT stood at 9.02 crores, reflecting a 2.6x growth over last year. This margin expansion has been driven by operating leverage, better product mix, cost optimization initiatives, and improved capacity utilization across plants. Profit after tax for the 9-month period stood at 2.7 crores compared to the loss in the previous year, clearly indicating a structural turnaround in earnings. This reinforces the sustainability of our earnings recovery. The sustained improvement across revenue, operating profitability, and bottom-line performance reinforces the strength of our execution framework. We believe this consistent performance over 9 months provides strong visibility and confidence as we move into the final quarter of this financial year. Looking ahead, while we remain mindful for global macroeconomic uncertainties and evolving trade dynamics, the domestic manufacturing outlook continues to remain constructive. The momentum in defense indigenization, infrastructure spending, and industrial activity provides structural growth visibility. Our diversified presence across automotive, EV, industrial, and now defense segment positions us well to benefit from these emerging opportunities while reducing cyclicity in the risk. Our immediate focus will be stabilizing and scaling operations for our newly commissioned Plant 4 facility, improving the capacity utilization levels at Plant 4. We will continue to monitor and optimize our investment in automation, process optimization, and smart manufacturing practices to enhance productivity and quality standards. At the same time, we aim to strengthen customer relationship, expand export contribution, and gradually increase our participation in mission-critical and value-added programs. Financial discipline remains central to our strategy. We will maintain a balanced approach towards growth and capital allocation, ensuring that expansion is supported by sustainable cash flows and prudent leverage management. We remain focused on maintaining prudent leverage and healthy cash flows. Our focus continues to be on margin stability, working capital efficiency, and long-term value creation for our stakeholders. With a stronger operational foundation and expanding sectoral footprint, we are confident about building a resilient and scalable growth platform for the years ahead. Thank you, and I look forward for our discussion during the question and answer session.
Thank you, sir. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on their touchtone telephone. If you wish to withdraw yourself from the question queue, you may press star and one again. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. Ladies and gentlemen, if you have any questions, please press star and one on your telephone keypad. The first question is from Mr. Abhijit Rao from BP Capital. Please go ahead, sir.
Hello. Thank you for the opportunity. First of all, congratulations on the good set of numbers, sir.
Thank you.
My question is on the defense order, recent defense order. So what is the revenue potential from defense disorder by next financial year, FY27, and how much share of the business is repetitive versus one-time qualification order?
Uh,
Also, the margin profile of this. Also, the margin profile of this.
Yeah. For the defense segment, see, we were targeting this segment from last more than 12, 14, 15 months. I will be more precise. We have participated in various tenders and various segments. Fortunately, in this last quarter, we received around 24 orders. These are all small sample development orders, which we will, which are under process. Few samples are submitted, few are under development. So we, that current order value, what we have got is around close to around 2 crores, which will be executed in next 3 to 4 months. In addition to this, there are another few more tenders where we have participated. The technical round of discussion, the plant visits of the team is going on. So we are anticipating more orders inflows to come in next 3-4 months. If you go for FY27, yeah, we are taking a target of at least around 12 to 15 crore business from defense segment, maybe in orders and execution that stays. So that is the target what internal we have taken. We have already targeted, penetrated into 2 companies for the defense manufacturing, ordnance factories, and few sales companies, the visits, technical evaluation discussions are going on.
Okay. And the margin profile.
Margin profile, more or less, it is definitely better than what we are doing for the automotive or segment. But it's too early to right now say, because the few things like the development cost, initial product development, that testing validation, maybe the cost are high. So till we don't execute few orders and few business, margin profile is definitely it is higher. But how much it will be leveraging other costs, that we have to evaluate.
Understood, sir. Now moving on to this, standalone gross profit has grown like 56.3% year on year in quarter three, which is much faster than the as compared to the revenue. And so, what favorable mix and efficiency strategy is that opted, and how sustainable is this gross profit margin?
Regarding what profitability? Yes, the two basic points what we think is we have improved our EBITDA margin. There are two major factors in the one is the capacity utilization. The more the capacity utilization increases, the our fixed cost, fixed overhead gets divided accordingly, and this increases. In addition to do, we have done some process optimization, process improvement, some cost control measures, which is the ongoing continuous process on the shop floor also. So these things, these initiatives are taken, and we were working on this from last 18, 24 months, and slowly we are, now we are able to get some good results, and we are hopefully to maintain to this level, means at a consolidated, at a optimized level, we will be somewhere, we will be stabilizing at an EBITDA level of around 16, 17, 18%. That is what we are targeting, and we will be reaching to that EBITDA level.
Okay, sir. Understood. Thank you, sir, and all the best.
Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Ladies and gentlemen, if you have any questions, please press star and one on your telephone keypad. I repeat, if you have any questions, please press star and one on your telephone keypad. Next question is from the line of Mr. Himanshu Sharma, an individual investor. Please go ahead, sir.
Yes, sir. Thank you for giving me this opportunity. Sir, I have two questions. First question, question is, plan for at Jaipur, I have to comment.
Sorry to interrupt you. I think, sir, we are getting echo from your side. Can you be a bit closer to the mic?
Okay. The question is, plant at Fort Jaipur has commenced the operation from 1st January 26th. So what is the design peak revenue capacity of this plant, and with what utilization do you hit plant level, EBITDA, break even and target ROC? And second question, can you quantify the fixed cost setup of the Jaipur plant in terms of rent, people and utility?
Okay. commencement, I'll answer this question and then I'll hand out to Sachin for a balance answer. So I'll explain you. This is if you have gone through the news of Kranti, we had an. This will be basically not a greenfield project. This is a brownfield project. So we have taken over a complete machining business from Universal Auto Foundry under the MOU, and entire their machine shop will be which was from Universal has been taken over by Kranti, and now it is Kranti Industries planned for from 1st of January 2026. So operationally now we are stabilizing this operations, and capacity wise we should be somewhere about reaching by April at around 70% to 80% utilization of the complete installed current capacity. Okay, that's good enough to answer on the capacity side. Sachin, can you take forward from here?
See, the plan for operational is already commenced. The operations are done because the existing machineries, machines which were there installed in their plant are taken over by Kranti. So the operations has been started. Capex that there will be doing the component for that single customer only. So we'll be there as good as subcontractors or vendors for them. And your point was towards the margins. It will be in a more or less in the same range what we are doing over there. That is within 16 to 18% EBITDA what we are targeting.
And ROC currently capital investment over there?
Yeah, currently the capital investment in that plant is only the installation, commissioning, and preliminary expenses which are required for license. So ROC will not be calculated on plant basis. It will be on the balance sheet side, which will be the full plant will be working out on that. So our capital investment, there is only working capital and marginal capex related to preliminary expenses and installation commissioning of machineries. Yeah.
Thank you, sir. Ladies and gentlemen, if you have any questions, please press star and one on your telephone keypad. I repeat, if you have any questions, please press star and one on the telephone keypad. The next question is from the line of Majid Ahmed from Pinpoint X Capital. Please go ahead, sir.
Am I audible, sir?
Yes, sir.
Sir, just want to understand, we are having defense of 15 crores. And any plans to get into any aerospace or any precision engineering that segment are
we planning? Yeah, we are working on those projects as well. But as of now, nothing we have come out to of something. In fact, we have also completed audit for HAL. They are a vendor registration audit. So we are in process of that. But currently, as of now, nothing is concluded. So hence, we are not commenting. So if you see, depends also, we started working around 14-15 months back. So somewhere we have started. So these are some long-term process which we are working upon. But currently we should not comment anything on this because since we don't have any final outcome of it. Yeah.
Okay.
We are working on that area.
So going forward, how are you looking to deleverage the balance sheet? Because maybe we are having around 45 crores of debt and our cash flow is also non-linear. So how are you going to manage your cash flows, working capital and reduce debt? Like, what's the strategy?
Yeah, so the leveraging the balance sheet is the tricky part in our business. It's our business is itself is a heavy capex driven business. But we will be balancing out our debt and equity structure. So maybe by 2030 or something onward. So we should be virtual or what we call as net debt-free company. So working on towards that with the new business opportunities, increased capitalization, we hopefully that in coming maybe 6 to 8 quarters, the ratios then will be improving drastically. What we are currently on the balance sheet side, not on PPN, the balance sheet side, the ratios will be improving drastically in this. Maybe in next 6 to 8 quarters.
Before the improvement in the coming 6 to 8 quarters, so are we looking for additional fundraise or any borrowings are we looking to for expansion?
Borrowing right now it is not there. The working capital, the only the working capital funds, maybe a marginal working capital funds we may add it with our existing financial bankers only. This is what we may require. Definitely capex. We are right now in a better situation where we have a good amount of capex installed with the machines of that Jaipur plant coming into our pocket. That's the reason we went in that model where we become a capex light. We have added 45 machines which are directly taken on lease from them to make it same in with the idea to leverage and reduce down our capital cost with that way only. So no, right now we are not planning anything, but maybe 6 months, it depends what how the board decides and things, how we move forward. But no, next 2-3 quarters at least, no any fundraising planned is there.
But also I want to also understand, especially in the defense part, also how are you looking to scale up and what is our, the right to win to exponentially scale this business in 2 to 3 years? Like, how are we positioning ourselves as a company?
So, we are in the way of scaling up. So if you say last for 25 to 26, we are growing at a rate of around 20%. We expect that is next at least 2 years the same ratio will be continuing. So that is pulling up by the addition of new business also, new products also, as well as setting up a new plant and addition to the capacity also. So at least next 2 years, we have that visibility that at the same rate what we have grown from 25 to 26, we'll be growing to in 26 to 27 and 28. That is what we are targeting, and we are all pretty much confident we'll be on that track, maybe plus or minus, margin plus or minus, yes.
So finally, I just want to understand, sir, as of your presentation, you have mentioned of the segmental revenue, majority coming from tractor business. Do you see any kind of cyclicality or anything, sir? Like, how do you see that, sir, in terms of margin pressures or anything? And, tractors and
no, see, tractor industry is in a growing industry, and this will remain as a growing industry for next 2 years. And if you have gone through the other I don't know, this industry will be growing domestic as well as export market for next 2 to 3 years, with the need of basic since food is one of the basic necessity. Secondly, farm automation is one thing which currently India lags far behind than as compared to any European and US farm sectors. So this is one area where we feel that this is again where this industry is going to grow at least at 2 digits for next year, and around 8 to 9% again next year. That is what is the prediction says. Secondly, even if we are in a tractor industry, if you see the split of our tractor industry, we are into multiple customers and multiple product zones. So we are into a lower HP tractors, higher HP, and also in medium HP. So these combination help us to diversify our product range within that one segment as well. And then with agriculture, now we have also started concentrating on agri implements like harvesters and balers, and which are part of agri implements, which is growing market further again. So these are industries which are always going to grow for next 2 to 3 years without any variation.
So, Gordon, all the way. Thank you. Join back with
you. Thank you, sir. Ladies and gentlemen, if you have any questions, please press star and one on your telephone keypad. I repeat, if you have any questions, please press star and one on your telephone keypad. I believe there are no more questions, sir. I hand over the floor to the management for the closing remarks.
Thank you. I would like to extend my sincere gratitude to our board of directors for their guidance, our employees for their dedication, our customers for the trust, and our shareholders for their unwavering support. We remain committed to consistent execution and transparent communication. Thank you very much for all of you for joining this call.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, sir. On behalf of Kranti Industries Limited, we would like to formally conclude this Q3 FY26 earnings conference call. We sincerely appreciate your participation in this event, and we kindly request that you now disconnect your lines. Thank you for your time and engagement.
Thank you.